What's going on, people? Kingsway, back at you, of course, to try to provide you with some experience-based reality knowledge from the insight and understanding of my own mind and my travels and journeys through this world with the intentions to try to give back to you something that you could walk away with and incorporate in your life that's going to make you better. All right, so today I had a very enlightening day. Talked to a multitude of individuals who provided me with some good feedback, good information on life, understanding, discuss projects, goals, and visions. But what I gathered from this conversation was the individuals I talked to and their each stories, and it made me think about success. And of course, we all talk about success. We all want success in different ways. But success comes in so many different margins of understanding, so many expected levels of what success is, but success is personal, success is an individual thing. But this type of success I am talking about is our journeys in life and achieving different levels of growth, development, occupation, family, fitness, and finances in that aspect. A particular individual I talked to was a longtime friend. He's actually the godfather of my daughter. And I met this individual years and years ago at the gym, and he was working out. He's younger than me. He was going to college. We clicked in the gym. He was inspired by my lifting. And I was inspired that he was listening to a Tupac CD with a fanny pack on, and that strung up a conversation of the music he listened to. And I don't know, we just clicked. Got to know this individual very well. He was currently in college, trying to finish his degree in business and economics. He happened to be from a different town, not the current town I live in the town that he was particularly in. It's a rough town. It's a rough area of the state. It's hard to get out, easy to get caught up in the environment in there. You guys know what I mean. Streets are rough out there. But he's pursuing his education, and he's in my town where the particular college is at. And he's driving this old Buick LeSabre. You know, it's like a beat-up car. He don't care. You know, good-looking kid, young, sharp, intelligent. We end up getting stronger and tighter in our relationship, exchanging books. And long story short, I'm monitoring this kid's life of evolution of him graduating college and then getting a job at a financial broker company, and then eventually moving on to being his independent owned financial advising company. And I'll never forget when I first met him how he expressed how he never wanted to suffer at the hands of finances or anything. He's going to work hard to get to a certain place. That statement always stuck in me because I've watched his grind over these years, and he has been relentless in the pursuit of his success. So when I was with him today, and in all his grandeur, he has a house, he has a wife, beautiful kid now, had the laptop at bay as we were talking, making transactions, financial transactions, dealing with people's money. He was sharp, he was multitasking. He was multitasking his life in compliance with spending some time with a long goal buddy. When I'm looking at him, I'm discussing how I could see the start of when it all started for him. You know, that young kid and his driving ambition. And I kind of was profound, you know, the characteristics of his success energy, his success formula, his thing that made him want to pursue so hard in that college life, that education, then to move on to finances and then become a financial beast in managing people's monies. But not just regular people's monies, big accounts, million-dollar accounts, handling their money and dealing with their money every single day on a hands-on mom-and-pop level. Like, not some just big financial company that takes your money and puts it into circulation, lets the computer do all the work. This particular individual takes your money and is actively involved in where your money's going, how your money's working for you every single day. On a personal level, he manages the accounts, and he's just a monster with it, and I'm amazed. But I don't want to spend too much time on his ingenuity and his craft and his business. I want to discuss the success engine in him. You know, his father died when he was young. His mother was suffering from multiple phases of cancer. She was beating it. She was getting it back. She was beating it. He has a stepbrother, you know. So the home life was a little bit there, you know. Culture of Puerto Rican. And he kind of navigated to my town and was pursuing college. And this kid's drive, I don't know if it was because of the loss of his father or his home life or his neighborhood or his area. His drive from the moment I met him was just strong and wanted to be highly more educated, just smart, you know, just be witty with his knowledge, be able to speak and navigate to anybody, be able to walk into any situation and strike up any kind of conversation with anybody. He was always pursuing that kind of mindset, and that's why we clicked, because we was likable on the same levels of books that we're reading, of psychological books, management books, leadership books, books that would help us dominate this world better. And we would just do different tests in the world and testing how we could conversate with people, or testing different conversations we could start with anybody. Just stupid psychological tests that we were doing with each other in the world to show that we were educating ourselves and acquiring the knowledge and putting the knowledge to use. This is the kind of bond that me and this kid had. And now he's a mongrel. He's a beast. He's getting the money. And I look at the success and the drive that he had from that young age till now, and he still relentlessly has that fire in him, and he's still getting it. He's working hard. And in comparison to that, I look at what his drive was in comparison to another friend's drive who I had, who suffered from heroin for 6 to 7 years. It had a grip on him, a tight grip. You know, that drug heroin had this kid's grip. It was a sad situation. I thought it was a lost cause, but recently it turned all around. And this particular person in my life, within 12 to 14 months, dramatically changed his life completely around, dropping addiction, reclaiming his status of life in this life, reestablishing relations, reestablishing his finances, reestablishing base camp, home life. It's just a phenomenal change. It was a phenomenal change. And when I look at this kid's success engine and formula was, I mean, he was messing his life up. He was effing his life up for the last 6 to 7 years. Shaming the family's name, just doing the horrible things that drug makes people do. I don't need to go into details. If you know anything about that drug, you know what that drug makes people do. It's a beast enemy to the soul. It makes people do ridiculous things for that drug. And this kid did everything on the walk of life to get that drug. And it was a sad, terrible situation. And it was a God's work between me and God and this kid's faith that he turned it around. But when people ask me, why is this kid, what program is it? I want to lose that weight. I want to be in shape. How does he do it? And when I tell people, I said, listen, this kid right here, this kid's success engine is based on fucking his life up for so many years and devastating himself. So the motivation that this kid has in him is self-motivation to be his best every single day, to make up for damaged years and time that he spent in the devil's hole. You can't teach people that, and you can't sell that. All right, that's a different kind of grit. That's a transformation. That's him running hard from a dark past and trying to gain ground on the good, on the productiveness, on the positiveness that he wish he stayed on, but he didn't. And for some reason, he got caught up in that dark world that devastated him, his family, and the people that met him. So what people witness now in this year of transformation, this consistency, this drive in his cardio, his strength, his work ethic, his family ethic, is him on his own mission to regain something internal with himself. That is a self thing. That motivation is a self-lighting fire that people who, hard to say, but that haven't made serious mistakes, and God willing, don't make the mistakes like that, and people who haven't been traumatized by their choices, haven't had to witness themselves in a darker light because of the choices that made. So pretty much the masses of people who, thank God, haven't had to experience the harshness of making some bad choices that lead you down some dark pathways of incarceration, rehabs, disconnection from families, domestic violence, relationship issues, who haven't experienced that kind of trauma. And on the other side now, they're on the recovery, resilience, consistency, life habit side of it now. They have taken all that wrong that they did to themselves, all that wrong that they faced every day, and they've used that energy to be relentless in everyday pursuit to be better, never looking back, gaining ground of progress every single day. So people are like, wow, you're right. It is a wow situation. But everybody else out here, you know, they're being successful, but they don't have to make those mistakes. So honestly, who cares that he made his mistake? He made those mistakes. He took those choices. But I'm sorry to tell you, when you see some people out here in this life, when they speak their stories and when they give back from traumatic situations and how they recovered, it is a story, because it is a sign of strength, because it has to do with having some kind of strength to come back from making some serious errors in your life. I'm sorry, people. It's the truth that I'm not telling you to go fail. You know how they say it's good to fail, because it's not good to fail. It sucks to fail, and it sucks to face the realities of failure. It sucks to toggle those emotions of pity and anger and self-humiliation in yourself and become better and overcome that. But if you happen to be one of those individuals who possesses those kind of strengths and qualities in them to overcome and own your shit and turn around and give it back and let people witness that magic, it is phenomenal. I'm sorry to tell you, it is phenomenal. Not to take any energy or exposure away from the hardworking person, adult kid, college kid that's grinding every single day to get to the best position in life and making millions and is highly successful. You can't take anything away from that. But when you talk about phenomenalness sometimes, when somebody has been dancing with the devil in those levels and has managed to regain their life back, learn how to breathe again because they were choked up by the vices of life. That strength, because it's hard. Because people who don't make mistakes and who are not in the vices of the devil's grip like that are struggling and stressing every day to cope with certain realities in their own life. And they don't face half the problems that somebody does who puts their ass into a bigger problem. Think about that, right? The regular people who don't have to, or who haven't or don't have to face those traumatic kind of situations or life-revealing situations are struggling to cope and deal with regular life, struggling to cope and deal with bills, struggling to cope and deal with communications with their fellow relationship issues, right? So they have those things. And now, add on top of that, if somebody decides to play that game of bad choices in life, right, and put themselves in a messed up situation, right, and then by the love of God, by the love of God and support and some kind of energy of the universe is targets that individual, and it clicks, and they change their mind. They change their mind and say, you know what? I see the light. I don't want to be this. I see it. And I'm going to fight the criticism. I'm going to fight the doubt. I'm going to fight the ones that gave up. I'm going to fight the non-support. I'm going to fight the image that I created in the eyes of everybody. I'm going to clean that dark image up, and I'm going to change my life. And I'm not changing my life for the people. I'm changing my life for me. But the people are going to witness me changing my life for me, right? That shit is powerful. That success engine is powerful. That's the anatomy of these stories you see in these lives. You see them all the time. You hear them. They're touching. You can feel the emotion in these stories because it's real. And you'd be like, wow, how the hell did he get out of that shit? Because I just remember him. He was messed up, man. Look at him now. Wow. But at the end of the day, that's not to take any energy away from somebody who has that same kind of success grit grind in them that hasn't faced any troubles and tragedies on that higher magnitude. We all have troubles and tragedies, but then you have higher magnitudes of stuff where we just put ourselves out there for some dumbass stuff and you're dealing with it now. Whether it's prison time, rehab time, or disconnection time, or alone time, you're going to deal with it one way or another. That's the fact of the matter. But just imagine, if you could take that sense of urgency on, right? You're here today and now. You could take that sense of urgency on, like, your time is running out, and the time that you've been on this earth, you destroyed it by making bad choices. So now you realize how short time is, and life is precious, and you are doing everything in your power to maximize the day, the minute, the hour for its fullest, because you want to go out on a good note. You're trying to clear the scars off your soul. You're trying to clear the flesh wounds off your back from damaging relations, from damaging your soul for your actions, right? But you got this dying sense of urgency to go as hard as you can every day to be the best you can in every category that you have in day, whether it's work, family, finances, and soul fuel feeding, giving back, and keeping that shit balanced, right? When people could see that kind of order, when people say, wow, he works hard, wow, he's taking care of his family, wow, he's got a beautiful kid, wow, he's out there talking, he's out there sharing, he's out there running the streets, wow. That success grit is beast mode, people. Look around at somebody who has a story. Look at their grind. Their grind is coming from within, man, because they messed their own life up and they are on a mission to go out in a bang. So in comparison to my boy, he had that same success grit and he didn't face no trauma. The only thing he may have faced is loneliness when his father died, a little bit of disconnection from the family because they couldn't provide him with maybe the real support that he was looking for because the mom was going through cancer. The father passed away. She remarried, right? His brother was a half-brother and different mindsets. You know, one has a hustle hard, I'm going to get to the top mindset. The other brother has a just enough mindset. Let me punch in, let me punch out mindset, right? That's it. So he was alone, like a lonely wolf. And that lonely wolf made him feel some type of way. He said, I'm going to show myself and I'm going to show them that I am going to be this person. And what I say, I'm going to do and I'm going to get there. And today when I sat at lunch with him, I witnessed everything that he told me he was going to do, he did. And he didn't go to jail. He didn't mess with drugs. He just had something in his mind that was with conviction. And he envisioned where he wanted to go. So two comparable success engines with the same kind of intensity. You can't teach people that, man. You can't sell that, man. You just got to witness that, appreciate it, and do your best every day in your own eco circle of life. Max effort, people. Don't waste the time. Maximize the minute, seconds, hours, days, months, years. Like it's your last.